Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your place of kingdom change. We are excited for each of you who have joined us on this evening. As our teacher this week is Elder Benny Burrell, my husband, and co with the Empowerment Place. We are excited to hear what the Holy Spirit is going to reveal through him tonight from the book of Daniel and the title, Who's Blowing Smoke in Your Eyes? We invite you to share this post if you're on Facebook or if you're on Twitter. Share the post, call or text your friends, let them know that we are live now and are awaiting a relevant kingdom teaching from Elder Benny. And without delay, I am going to turn it now over to him.
Good evening, listeners. I am here, and I will be trying to give you a word from what I've gotten this week. Actually, it's just been a few days ago. But before I do that, I want to just go ahead and just ask God to give me some guidance and as I studied and lead me into where I need to go on this evening. Father, we ask you, we thank you. We thank you for just a wonderful day. Thank you for revealing your word, giving us the tools that we need, even when we know we don't even think we have them. Father, we will continue to lift up your name. In the name of Jesus, we just want to thank the Holy Spirit for just being able to lead, guide us, and direct us. Sometimes it comes through different avenues, and we thank Holy Spirit for that. But what I'd like to do, Father, is just ask for your guidance this evening and just leading me into the word as it was given to me. In Jesus' name, amen. It's been a few nights, and I was directed by Holy Spirit to read the book of Daniel. It took me a few days just trying to get through it. I had to go through it a couple times. But anyway, as I looked at the book of Daniel, and we always think about the fiery furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then, of course, them going into the fire and coming out unharmed. As I looked at this, and I got into chapter 2 of Daniel, and I started really thinking about what am I supposed to get out of this? Because I had to read the whole book. If not, I was being disobedient to what Holy Spirit had told me to do, to go and read Daniel. So getting through that, we look at, as we know, about King Nebuchadnezzar. So we always, we sit back and we rely on a lot of people to reveal things to us when, in essence, Holy Spirit has been left with us to be able to guide, lead, and guide us where we need to go. So we look at the Old Testament, and we look at the Bible, and the king was calling everybody to try to figure out, because he had a problem. He couldn't sleep. So he was looking for people to help him be able to sleep, to better understand what was going on with him. And we miss a lot of times when God gives us something. We miss it a lot of times because we are asking too many people to interpret what's being said, interpret dreams, interpret just the different things that we may be searching for in what's going on in our lives. But as I looked at this scripture, and even actually all the chapters talking about the kings, how they thought they had so much power, and the king just doing whatever he can when things wasn't going his way. And I like in 2, specifically verse 7, after he had couldn't figure out what was going on, and so he sought out other folks to help him, and trying to interpret these, asking them to interpret his dreams. But what happened was the people he had called upon initially, they even said, they said, if your majesty tell us the dream, we'll give you interpretation. That was in verse 7. Well, if they knew anything, why would he have to tell them? And the king was smart enough to realize that, and so he told them that they were just playing for time, and that he knew that they wasn't able to do it. And, of course, you know, in the Message Bible, he says, I know that you are on, I'll know that you're on the up and up with the interpretation and not just blowing smoke in my eyes when they can reveal to him what he needed to know. In any event, as I looked at that, and in verse 8 in the Message Bible, the king said, I know that you're on the up and up and not just playing for time. But then he goes down and he says, then I know that you are on the up and up with interpretation and not blowing smoke in my eyes. And so the question I had was, who's blowing smoke in your eyes? We're going to people for everything and everything and anything. Maybe going to the doctor to try to figure out what's wrong with us, and we end up getting a lot of bottles of medicine and never ever figure out what the problem is until the medicine causes another problem. Sometimes those things aren't even figured out until we go through an autopsy or something after we're gone. So blowing smoke in your eyes, that's the question that I said, wow, who's blowing smoke? Because the king asked that question, or made that statement to them about blowing smoke in his eyes. So people are going, and we see it all the time, going to fortune tellers, going to the horoscope, trying to figure out how they can get this, how they can do that. And it can be confusing to people, but I know that Jesus, when he came, he says, I'm going to leave. I'm going to send you an helper, an advocate. The Holy Spirit is who we should be looking to for the answers that we need. And that's something that we don't get into as much.
We're grateful for all of you who have dialed in tonight. If at any time you have a question or comment, please press 1 and we can bring you live. I'm going to turn this back over to Elder Benny.
So looking at in this dispensation of time, we've gone from now the Old Testament era and into the New Testament, where we look at, again, what I said about Holy Spirit, how Jesus came. And then when he left, he said, I'll send you an advocate. That's our source. That's our source of being able to find out what we need, find out how we're to interpret sometimes our dreams, or even some of the things that I pick up from Holy Spirit on a daily basis. A lot of times I call it coming in bits and pieces. We don't understand the different things until we ask Holy Spirit to reveal those things. Sometimes I know that people go to and ask, they think that a prophet may be able to give them some information. So they look for that someone that they believe has a prophetic gift and ask them if they could reveal things to them. Those things come through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through Holy Spirit. And therefore, we should be able to discern and be able to determine some of these things as the Holy Spirit leads us. But we rely on sometimes the wrong people to give us the answers that we need, as the king did, looking at others for the answers to his dreams. If had he been tapped into God, as God was speaking to Daniel, or speaking through Daniel, the king could have had that same if he had believed. Now, even after seeing the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego coming out of the fire, he still didn't have the belief that he needed to, because he was the king. And that's what happens a lot of times. We have people who are in power or in positions, and they think that they can do it all, but do not elicit the help of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide them, even help them discern what needs to be revealed to them. That's where I was. Again, looking at this, I stopped looking at the fiery furnace. That's what everybody knows about when we started looking at Daniel. But it's much, much more to it than that. We have to be able to see, hear God as he moves, as he gives us the things that we need to move forward on. We need to be able to understand when people are moving forward. And that happens a lot because we're not relying on the right to get us to where we need to be. Some things we can see through, but then we dismiss it because we're opening our ears and our eyes to the wrong source.
Amen. Wow. So wonderful in your house. I think that's a very relevant question. And as you stated before, this very time that we're in right now, we do often discredit our own ability to discern, answer, hear. And I'm grateful for the leaders that are on the line tonight. There's a lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge on the line. Amen. So, again, if you have questions or comments, please press on and we can bring you live. But when I saw your topic about blowing smoke in your eyes, you know, I thought about individuals that smoke cigarettes and how bothersome it would be for me to go to a party or any type of event and you're around someone that smoked. And because I don't smoke, I don't like smoke, I don't want it in my clothes or my hair or any of those things, I thought about that feeling, even that smell that you carry when you've been around smokers and you leave and you smell your clothes, you smell your hair, and I don't like it. And so when I thought about actually someone blowing smoke in my eyes, that was disrespectful to me. That someone that I see as being a resource, a leader, a teacher, whatever the case may be, I'm coming to you for guidance, and I am saying to you, I need help. And instead of you acknowledging I'm the wrong source, I can't help you, I'm not the one, I'm not the help that you need, I'm not the voice you need to hear, I'm not the one that you need to be connected to, instead they blow smoke in my eyes. They put up a screen that will cause me to only see in them what they want me to see, without actually seeing the truth. So, you know, that topic, Dave, in and of itself really struck something in me, because even when it comes to our dreams, there's some people who are blessed with being able to interpret dreams according to what God wants to reveal. But everybody is not gifted in this. And so, you know, even in the scripture in verses 8 and 9 that you read from the message, but the king said, I know what you're up to. You're just praying for time. You know you're up a tree. You know that if you can't tell me my dream, you're doomed. I see right through you. You're going to pick up something fancy, some fancy story, and confuse the issue until I change my mind. Nothing doing. First, tell me the dream, then I will know that you're on the up and up with the interpretation and not just blowing smoke in my eyes. Have you ever encountered somebody that you wanted them to just stop? I know you're playing. Why are you trying to buy the time? Why are you trying to buy the time? Why do you want more time to try to encourage me to buy your lie instead of just telling me the truth? Just tell me that you don't know. Just tell me you don't understand. Just tell me that you're in the wrong place, at the wrong time, thinking the wrong thing. I can't help you. Tell me. But I need to be enlisting the help of the Holy Spirit. That's a gift that's been given to me to help me, to empower me, to walk in and do what it is that God has told me to do. Help me to sharpen my discernment. Be my brother, be my sister. Don't just be somebody who wants to do harm to me. Oh, glory to God. Good evening, and thank you for joining us. What's your question or comment?
Hello?
Hello. Do you have a question or comment? Caller, we dropped, and then I hope they call back in with a question or comment.
But again, we've got to know who we're dealing with. We have to be able to discern. And I think that that's something that we as a people need to work on diligently. I mean, I'm grateful for the gifting that I have. I'm grateful for the level of discernment that I have. But I like to know who I'm dealing with.
Good evening, Prophetess. What's your question or comment?
Good evening. I just wanted to comment that his topic is very much familiar with the conversation that we had regarding leaders and leadership today. And as a, I guess, quote-unquote, church goer, if you don't read the word to know the word, then you'll get many a preacher, pastor that can blow smoke in your face, but because you don't study yourself, you don't know to question if what they said is really true or really false. And I think then it is so important to build relationships with others. I know people always say, you know, you don't want to go church to church to church and you don't know what you're going to be fed. But if you are going to the Bible, if you're going to the meal itself and getting the nourishment that you need, the knowledge that you need, I think that will help in discerning what you're hearing from leaders is really true or false. And I know most people don't necessarily like to question their leaders, but at some point in time, I guess you almost need to if what they're telling you is not correct. And then standing on God's word and being steadfast in what he has shown you, what he has said to you, and then being able to see through that smoke and coming out of the fire untarnished. So that was a great connection for me. Thank you, Elder Benny.
Yes, and the other piece to this is it's knowing who we're supposed to be relying on with God. He's providing us with the tools that we need, and so we need to be able to recognize those. And I think you said this, in this dispensation and time, we need to better understand that what Jesus said, I am going, I will leave you, pray the Father send you an advocate, which is the Holy Spirit. We don't teach on that. Everybody mentions Holy Spirit, but we don't teach on that. And so people go helpless because they really don't know.
Right.
And their leaders aren't telling them that. So knowing the source so that people can't do like, but the king was smart enough to realize that they was going to blow smoke in his eyes. But he called them, though. He called upon them. So maybe, you know, but they didn't have to, he knew the questions to ask them, or knew, because he was the king, he could say, you tell me this. Everybody's not in a position to be able to say, tell me, you know, or they're afraid to, because you mentioned that, afraid to tell their leader, wait a minute, I got another question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I just like you're in school, if somebody says something and you don't understand, you need to ask.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, even with that, when we look at leaders, and Lord help us, that there are many leaders who are blowing smoke in the eyes of the folk in the pews because they don't want to be accountable, because they are not willing to be transparent, that they are operating out of an old paradigm. They are operating out of what man has assigned and not God has assigned. They are operating under the premise that I have to please people. And if people aren't mm-hmm. pleased, then I don't function. And when you're operating that way, it's so very easily to be swayed by the enemy to just take a inhale and blow smoke and keep blowing smoke and keep blowing smoke and keep blowing smoke so that no one is able to really see the truth of what's taking place. And, I, you know, God knows I pray for all leadership, but I especially pray for those who have found themselves in places where there is a lack of knowledge being released, where there is an old paradigm being released, where people are still captive to the thought that they have to wait for God to do everything instead of them understanding that they have the power, they have the capacity and the power within them to do some things for themselves. And so they sit there in a smoke-filled room. They sit there in a smoke-filled room week after week without knowing truth, without seeing the manifestation of God's power at work in who God is in their lives as individuals and collectively in ministry. It's not happening because of the smoke that's being released. So, you know, my brothers and sisters, I pray that this message is prompting something in you as it has for me. Husband, thank you so much for releasing this on tonight and opening our eyes and really causing us to question, even as leaders, who's blowing smoke in your eyes, but are you blowing smoke in anybody else's eyes? Are you not being forthright with someone concerning something that God has spoken to you? Are you afraid to offend man and choose to be disobedient to what God has spoken to you? Are you exercising in the holy boldness that God has given you to articulate his heart to the people of God? Ooh, my, my. Ooh, my, my. I'm going to just say my, my. I'm going to just say my, my. To reveal some things to us. There's some things that have been mysteries. And you see, you know, when you look at smoke, what's behind it is mysterious. You go into a fun house back in the day, there was a smoke screen. And you had to go through the smoke screen and try to determine, what am I walking into? But God doesn't want us seeing things that way. He doesn't want things to be mysterious. He wants things to be truthful. He wants things to be according to his will, plan, and purpose. He wants to reveal these things to us. So it means that for all the smoke that's been blown in your eyes, wipe that away. Get rid of that old paradigm. Open your the newness that God has for you. Allow your discernment to become sharpened. Allow your hearing and your seeing, all of those things, to get into what it is that God wants to reveal to you. Because he's doing a great work. He's doing a great work, y'all. He's moving like he's never moved before. But we want to see it clearly. We want all things revealed to us that God desires to reveal to us. We no longer want to be in a smoke-filled room. Amen? Babe, we've got down like 60 seconds. You want to pray us out? Or you want me to pray us out? Amen. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, God, for this teaching time. God, we thank you for what Elder Benny has poured out. Now, God, we ask that you would restore unto him now every ounce of virtue, oh God, that has been lifted. God, we pray for those who have joined us on tonight on the line, oh God, on the internet, God, may these seeds be sown into good ground, O God, to bring back a manifestation, O God, of your power in their lives, O God, that no longer will they allow those that they encounter to blow smoke in their eyes. And God, they will be mindful not to blow smoke into the eyes of others. God, we thank you for what you've done, for what you're doing, and what you're going to do. We count these things done now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Until next week, as always, be empowered.